This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Actually, it's Andy Pate, party of choice.
Did you love this song in Tommy Boy? When they're saying
it's a good one.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Okay, it is the end of the world as we know it. And once again, we are not entirely sure John will be back on Monday because he may have been raptured.
Right. It's true.
I mean, it's possible.
Man, I went walking at the time of the eclipse because that's when I get my mile in. I was hoping, just so like the doomsday people could be right for once. They need a win. And I felt bad for them. So I was like, oh, come on, give them one.
So you didn't see anybody floating up?
No, no one got raptured.
You know, my wife began to, but I wouldn't allow it. So, you know, I got her inside.
You know what I'm going to start doing?
She was stuck against the ceiling. And, you know, I know that's terrible to do.
That's fair.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm going to start doing? Every time a new end of the world conspiracy comes out, I'm going to start posting my Venmo on Nextdoor. And it's like, hey, if you believe that the world's going to end, just you send me all your money, right? And if you don't believe it enough to send me all your money, stop talking about it.
John and I were making fun of the people ahead of that. We were just like, you're stupid.
Just send me all your money if you think the world's going to end. I will gladly take it.
I know.
You won't need it. You'll be dead.
Okay, well, when we get into end of the world movies, and I'm going to lead off here, I like zombie movies. I do.
You do?
I think, honestly, when the world ends, even if it is involving the rapture, first there need to be zombies, because I like zombies. I think they're good. Did you ever see the TV show iZombie?
No.
Or The Walking Dead?
Well, yeah, The Walking Dead, that's bigger, of course. iZombie is about this girl who becomes a zombie, and then she solves crimes.
Interesting.
And it's really funny. Well, it's really funny for those who have seen iZombie. They know what I mean. She's a very talented young actress. I forget her name. But what she does is she eats the brain of the deceased, you know, eats some of the brain of the deceased. And every brain that she eats, she takes on their personality and gets some of their memories. And it's really funny. So she has all these weird personalities. She's a jock. She's a concept. And she's constantly changing, and people don't know why, and it's very funny. But this is how she solves crimes. Anyway, nobody cares about iZombie but me. Sorry.
It's a TV show. It's cheating.
It's a TV show. Well, yeah, but I'm not using it. So right, here we go. Up first, I'm going to go to Zombieland. And this is actually the second one, Zombieland Double Tap. I have to play this. It's about a minute long because it's one of my favorite dumb blondes ever. And the character's name is Madison. And here she's talking about how she hides from the zombies in a freezer. Here we go.
Lart. I live in the freezer in Pinkberry. Mm-hmm. It keeps the zombies out, though it is awfully chilly.
Do you ever consider turning it off?
Couldn't find the switch. Like, anywhere. Just hoping the electricity would run out.
I know, it's amazing. As long as it keeps raining, the dams keep giving us power.
Apparently not brain power.
I feel like you're being super judgy. Like, I'm getting a real anti-me vibe off of you.
Are you?
Oh my god, there I was again.
Yeah, I saw it.
And that's hurtful. Okay, I'm like really good at surviving. I carry a can of mace with me everywhere I go. And I can run really, 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 really fast. Probably because I used to do a lot of, like, hot yoga and SoulCycle.
Cardio. Sorry, I do a lot of cardio too. Mm-hmm. It's actually my number one rule, which is so dorky, but I have a list of rules for surviving Zombieland.
Really?
Yeah.
So do I.
You have a list of rules for surviving Zombieland?
Actually, mine is just mostly stay in the freezer.
Oh.
She doesn't know how to turn it off. I couldn't find the switch.
That's pretty funny.
I thought it was funny. I love Madison. I finally got my wife to watch Zombieland 2 for the first time a few months ago, and she was falling over laughing at Madison.
Funny.
Yeah. All right, Luke, you are up.
It's me.
End of the world.
End of the world or dystopia.
Or dystopia. Yes.
We'll go with end of the world, though, because you prompted. We'll go with 2012.
Another
dollar in the jar of times the doomsday people were wrong.
I know.
2012. So to be fair, to the credit of the doomsday people, nothing's felt real since 2012. So maybe the world did end.
It kind of did.
Maybe it did.
Yes. It's been bad.
It feels like it.
Okay. Tanner, you are up. End the world for us.
I mentioned it earlier, but this is the end.
I have not seen this.
It's not bad.
It's not bad?
It's all right. It's like a comedy end of the world, which is the only one I think there is out there.
Okay.
It's
all
like
right.
Zombieland.
Okay. Well, I have to go to, end of the world. The world was definitely threatened in Independence Day. So, of course.
It was.
Yep. I got to play the president's speech in Independence Day because it's wonderful. Here we go.
And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
I'm going to play that when the house is paid off. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Well, by the way, when you think about it, there are an awful lot of movies where mankind has been threatened.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Luke, you're up.
Mankind.
Mankind has it really bad in the movies.
They do. They were definitely threatened in Armageddon as
well.
Oh,
yeah.
Which is so dumb.
I know.
I still think one of my favorite quotes from someone after is wouldn't it be easier to train astronauts to drill than it would be to train
drillers to be astronauts? You gotta be a lifetime. It's like Bruce Willis said, I've been doing drilling for 20, 30 years, and I still don't have it all figured out. Didn't you see that line?
I did see that line. However, I feel like astronauts got to go through maybe a little bit more. It's more technical.
No, oil drilling, astronauts. Look, astronauts, let's face it. First of all, the training for astronauts is just not very intense. It's pretty easy. They're not that bright.
Anyone can do it.
Anyone can do it. A lot of people, I think it's minimum wage right now. And, when you're talking about oil drillers, roughnecks, no, that's the real deal.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Okay.
I hear you.
Hey, by the way, I thought the best part of that movie was Steve Buscemi.
He's funny.
He killed me. He was so funny. Okay, Tanner, you're up.
I Am Legend, Will Smith.
Ooh.
Never seen it, but...
You've never seen it?
It's him and his dog, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me cry.
Most of these I haven't seen, to be honest.
Yeah, the dog won Best Actor. It was really good. I was impressed by that movie. And Will Smith did a great... I know Will Smith he's fallen on hard times, but I thought he did a great job. Someone else who does a great job always is John and Cheyenne. John, how are you, sir? Do you like any dystopian or end of the world movies?
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of great ones. But first, did you know that I Am Legend was a remake of Omega Man with Charlton Heston?
I did not know that. Really?
Yep. It's the same plot, even down to the dog.
The more you know.
The more you know. By the way, I just got to ask, because you live up there in Wyoming, for a lot of these end-of-the-world movies, do they film up there?
Well, just remember, there's 9 square miles per person in the state of Wyoming, so yeah.
Yeah, that's why I asked. Okay, what are some good end-of-the-world movies?
Well, we'll stay with Charlton Heston. How about the Planet of the Apes series?
Oh! You took one of my favorites. That's right near the top.
Yeah, the originals. Not the remakes, the originals.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think the remakes were worth it.
No, not really. I was Although I'm kind of excited about the next one, looks pretty good. But I would play the they blew it up scene that he does at the end, but I played it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't do it. Yeah, that's classic.
When he was great in that movie. And then the other one that, well, my wife said Armageddon, which right before we called in, we heard on the radio. Steve Buscemi stole the show in that movie.
Oh, he was so funny. He was so funny. Oh,
he just made that movie, because otherwise it's not a great movie.
No.
There's some good parts, but, you know. But the other one that
really quick
I had,
here, one second. Before you do the next one, let me ask you this. Did you ever see Con Air?
Oh, Steve Buscemi stole the show in that, too.
I know. And don't you get the feeling from Con Air that they literally just shoved his role in there just because he's funny? I mean, his role had absolutely nothing to do with the plot, and it didn't matter.
And, yeah. The other one that I had was the original Day the Earth Stood Still with Michael Rennie.
Oh, I've not seen it.
You saw the remake with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not go if you got a chance and you want to see an old one, watch the original. It was better.
Is it faster? Because honestly, the one with Keanu was not clipping along.
No, I don't know. And thanks for saving me a bunch of money by not going to see Civil War in the theater. I'll wait until it comes on whatever streaming service.
Yeah, and you know, John, this is always the case. Everybody's going to see movies differently. There will be people who will really enjoy that movie, I'm sure, somehow. And it's just slow. And there will be people who hate it. And I guess I'm kind of in the lower echelon of the middle there.
Well, I'm waiting on Deadpool 3 because I think that's the only thing that's going to save this summer.
It does look like it, doesn't it? With Deadpool and Wolverine together. Because you just know Deadpool's going to drive him insane.
Yeah. They let Ryan Reynolds play the character like he did in the first two.
Does it seem like those two are the only fun characters left in Marvel?
I don't know. It's just not good. They need to go back and do something to remake Marvel. But it's Disney. Until somebody takes over Disney and gets rid of the wokeness, we're not going to have a good Marvel.
I know. They got to chill out.
Or a good Star Wars.
Well, I got bad news for you, John. I don't think that's till July, isn't it?
No.
So we're just going to suffer until then.
Well, we can find something. The other one I'm looking forward to that went into production is the fourth Star Trek with Chris Pine.
Oh, really? Please be better than the third. The third was not good. The first two were unbelievable. They were great.
Here's the thing. It's going to be like a time travel one, and they're bringing back Chris Hemsworth as his father, who played his father in the first one.
Yeah. Really? Oh, that is so cool. Will he have a hammer?
No, he actually has like a military haircut almost. In the pictures I saw and the teaser I saw.
All right. Okay, well, thank you, John. I actually have something to look forward to. Thank you very much.
We hope.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, man. Take care. We'll see you next week. Okay. Shall we do one more round?
Let's do another round.
Okay, I got a quick one here. RoboCop. Oh. RoboCop was a future dystopian world. It was pretty good. Here's a quick clip.
Drop it. That are alive, you are coming with me.
And that's all I want to say.
There you go.
RoboCop, when it first came out, one of the things that really stood out about it, besides the fact that it was very cutting edge for the time, was the fast pace. It had a wonderful pace. And what I mean is this. It had really fast action moments, but it also knew when to slow down and actually develop his story and develop his character. It was one of the better paced futuristic movies I've ever seen.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen both.
All right, there you go. All right, you are up, Luke.
Do you like slow-mo, Andy? Slow motion?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you like Dread? The new Dread movie? I guess new being relative.
Okay.
It was like, what, 2012, 2013?
Now, don't hate me for this. I thought it was pretty good. I actually kind of enjoyed it.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Judge Dredd with the original with Stallone was still right. Stallone, and that's cooler. But I thought it was pretty good. What'd you think?
I thought it was fun. I thought it was a fun movie.
Yeah. Okay. Dredd. It. There you go.
Dredd.
Okay. You're up.
Staying on the robot theme, Wall-E.
Wall-E.
That is one of John's favorite movies.
It's a good movie.
It's cute.
I like that one a lot.
You know, I'll be honest. I don't hate the movie. I thought it was pretty good. I just thought it was could have been a little quicker.
Quicker? Wall-E is perfect.
Oh, for crying out.
Blasphemy.
Everybody was fat.
They were. Hey, you know, life and near zero G will do that to you.
I thought it was really very touching, though, don't you?
I thought so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and do more dystopian and end-of-the-world movies. These are kind of fun. I really enjoy this. Okay, up next is American National Insurance. Paul Leuenberger is the insurance agent for intelligent customers who want rates kept low by using coverage only when it's needed. Call Paul at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Michael Bailey Law, he's more than fun commercials, although his commercials are pretty fun, aren't they? He's serious planning to help every aspect of your estate. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274.
The right time to do your estate plan is as soon as it crosses your mind. Michael Bailey makes your estate plan convenient and lightens the mood for you so you're comfortable discussing a natural but unpleasant part of life. Everyone says they should get their estate plan done. And Michael knows that often people grab a business card from him, yet they never actually schedule their appointment. You don't have to be super excited about estate planning, but you know you should get it done. Working through the things people don't want to talk about doesn't feel as dark with Michael Bailey, because he's realistic yet positive. He affirms the unlikelihood of something suddenly happening to you. However, things happen that are out of our control, so it's important to prepare in advance. Make the darkness a little lighter with Michael Bailey today by setting your free zero-risk consultation with him right now at klzradio.com/estate or by calling Michael at 720-730-7274. That's 720-730-7274.
John the Cyber Guy, hackers have more entry points into your company's network than there are roads into Denver. So get protected. Call John the Cyber Guy at 720-593-6688.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John the Cyber Guy today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms, whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Business Equipment Sales, Solutions, and Service, or BES, is a service-first company. Their customer service is a top priority to the company and the technicians.
I've built relationships with a lot of my customers. I know bigger companies typically don't operate that way. They try to keep their technicians moving around as much as possible. We're unique in that each technician has their own territory, which is beneficial for building relationships and establishing trust with your customers. We're very personable. We don't treat our customers like they're just a number. They trust us to handle all their office needs. We handle anything and everything, copier, printer, scanner, fax related. We stand by being one of the best in the industry in response time. I'd put our company up against any company.
Choosing BES for your company's office puts you in good hands. Go to BESofColorado.com to learn more about the best resources for your office equipment in the Front Range area.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And this is music from Anna and the Apocalypse.
There it is.
So, yeah, coming in for the breaks, we're going to have some music from Anna and the Apocalypse. Just one second here. Okay. Sorry, I had to get something tuned out. Now we are talking about, here on Rush to Reason, End of the World movies.
We are. Dystopian. And
yes. Mankind has been threatened a lot. Have you noticed this?
It has.
It's been a rough go for mankind. And another movie where mankind was under threat was The Matrix. Here we go.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
You know, I personally would have asked for a striped pill. Maybe a lozenge.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want to commit. What do you think?
Do you think you got water to go with it?
Yeah, Charlie says a gummy. I have a gummy because it's more easily digestible.
It was better for you.
Yeah, I think so. Did you like The Matrix? I think The Matrix is one of the great movies.
I did. Another one of those overlap of dystopian and end of the world.
Exactly. Okay, Luke, you're up.
Oh, boy. It's me?
Yes.
Well, you started with Anna and the Apocalypse.
I did.
With the song, so let's go with another one of my favorite zombie movies, Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
I love Shaun of the Dead.
It's on my list. You're killing my list here.
I know.
That was so funny.
It's really good. The fact that they explain how the whole movie's going to go within the first couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Very funny. Okay, Tanner, you're up.
The Hunger Games series.
That's great. Let me play a little speech from Katniss. Here we go.
This is what they do, and we must fight back. I have a message for President Snow. You can torture us and bomb us and burn our districts to the ground. But do you see that? Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
I say that anytime a cop pulls me over. Okay, and Well, I want them to know I'm taking, well.
It's true. No, one of the things
That's why I get frisked and put in jail.
That's fair. I was going to say, one of the things I loved about The Hunger Games, I was so ready for a standard, oh, and she's going to go and save the day. And it wasn't about her saving the day. It was about her being used as a propaganda piece for the whole series. I was like, oh, what a unique take on this. I didn't expect it to. It's like, yeah, you know, the revolution's playing out while you're in the background. You're just a figurehead. Like, oh, I did not expect that.
I know. It was really... I thought The Hunger Games was really impressive.
I liked it.
Did you like it as it went along, Tanner? I mean, did it get better and better, or did it get
like
a little
too long? I didn't
like
the third movie that much. It was a little slow for me. I haven't seen the newest one. My sister said it wasn't bad.
The third one went a little long. The newest one was pretty good.
I liked the first two. The action is what I need, or else I'm going to fall asleep.
Fair enough.
I agree. All right, let me just throw one out there since I already played a clip. Mad Max Fury Road.
What a movie.
I love Mad Max.
Okay, Mad Max Fury Road. Are we all in agreement here? Because, you know.
I like all of the Mad Max.
John is not here. So
John's not here. We're safe. I liked Fury Road a lot.
Same. I thought Fury Road was great, and I got to ask you guys, are you looking forward to the prequel?
I didn't even know there was one. So
yes. Furiosa. It's coming out this year.
There we go.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
And it stars one of my favorite young actresses, Anya Taylor-Joy.
True. I like her a lot. I wish she didn't get that surgery to remove her cheek fat, though. It doesn't look good. It's true.
Whoa. You're not kidding.
I'm not kidding. No, she had work done to remove the fat from her cheeks, and it looks awful.
Really?
Yeah, it's not good.
She's such a lovely young lady. I didn't think she'd have to do anything weird.
Hollywood changes people, I suppose.
I guess so. Okay, Luke, Hollywood has changed you. Definitely, you're up.
Hollywood has changed me.
You're just not the same.
Into being very artsy.
Yes.
And we talked about it.
Go ahead.
And I love Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, no, no, no.
I love it. It's so good. Both of them.
Gosh.
You can't take this from me.
It's so slow.
Never seen them.
It was so slow.
It's so beautiful.
Has it ended yet?
No.
Okay. It's still running.
And I'm still happy. It can go for another 10 years. I'll keep watching it.
Wasn't there an original one of that?
Yeah.
The first Blade Runner.
Harrison Ford. Yeah.
Right.
Also very good.
Yeah, the first one I thought was better. Okay. Tanner, you're up. Luke, you hurt me.
I disagree.
No, it's okay. I think that's great. You're going to have movies. There are movies I love that people just hate. Dirty Work.
I watched that the other weekend. My roommate.
Is it as bad as everybody says?
Watching.
I love it.
I thought it was hilarious.
Okay. And your roommate hated it.
He stopped watching, basically.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, you're up.
The Giver. Tough book to read, but interesting concept.
What is the concept? I've never heard of this.
It's been a while. I think I read it in sixth grade, but it's dystopia where, I don't think anyone can see color other than, the main chancellor. I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it's an interesting concept, and it's very slow.
Okay.
So, boring.
Okay, I'm going to go back to a classic here, and that is the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It was so cool. And by the way, the second one that was made with Leonard Nimoy in it was really cool too. But here, real quick, is the end of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
Stop and listen! Stop and listen to me! Listen! Listen! Listen to me! They're not human! Everyone! They're here already! You're next!
They're here!
You know what I could do?
What?
You know what I would do if I could distinguish, the difference between the body snatchers and not the body snatchers? Wouldn't scream about it. I'd maybe plan a little bit first and then, sort of work a way to establish evidence as opposed to making it painfully obvious. That's just me, though.
That's just you. I think it's a good plan. I personally, when for my first date with my wife, I told her that each morning I awaken out of a pod. Well, I wanted to see if she was committed, okay? Granted, we just met, but I wanted to see, are you in this for the long haul?
That's true.
Because if you hear that I am a pod person and you still like me.
Yeah, I was wondering. I didn't want to say it on air. I was wondering why you were so slimy every time we started the show.
Our second date was 5 years later, and I'm telling you what, it went well.
It looks like it.
Okay, Tanner, you're up.
I was just going to say, your pod could be a tanning bed coming out of that after 7 hours. which Invasion of the Body Snatchers? I see two. They're like one from 1956, one from 78.
Yeah, the one I just played was 56. The one in 78 had Leonard Nimoy in it.
Okay.
Spock!
I'm going to go with Knock at the Cabin. I think that's all it's called. The M. Chalamet movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it's called Knock at the Cabin.
Okay. Well done. Well done. By the way, if Spock, the actual Spock, were replaced with a pod person, would anyone notice?
No, probably not.
Okay, I'm just kind of wondering. And tell you what, why don't we take a break? Mike, hang on. We'll start with you when we come back. Up next is Premier Home Remodel. Get all the best work with all the contractors organized under one roof. Find Premier Home Remodel at KLZRadio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel. Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
Flesh Law is up next. Your opponent is counting on you having a lawyer who is not ready for court. But Kevin Flesh is ready. Call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 or go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
In a plumbing emergency, you need the most qualified plumber in the business on speed dial. You need High Five Plumbing. High Five has a team of local agents ready to respond to your emergency. They even have separate call center and dispatch agents. That means you won't get put on hold for eternity, and high priority calls go directly to dispatch, saving you valuable time. Even during off hours or weekends, if it's an emergency, you'll get someone who can help you. Their response time is best in class, and you can read that for yourself in their more than 3,000 five-star reviews. For the month of April, they'll give you $100 off your repair. Just tell them you heard them on KLZ. High Five's techs are certified and constantly training for emergencies, so you're guaranteed to get the right tech for the job fast with High Five Plumbing. Just call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
I clog my toilet one too many times. I'll call High Five for this. Call High Five for this.
Are you a retired salesperson? Would you like to make some extra income with minimal time involved and no pressure? I may have the perfect option for you. My name is Tom Lozano, and I am in the final clean business. What is Final Clean? We work with the major commercial construction companies in Colorado. When an apartment complex or hotel is just about finished, they need a Final Clean company to make the project ready for the owner. So what would you be doing? It's so simple. I teach you to find the right person at a commercial project. You introduce yourself to that person and give them a brochure. You pass the contact information over to me and you get paid. And there's a very nice back-end commission available if the job closes. Interested? Go to klzradio.com/final-clean. That's klzradio.com/final-clean. It'll be the easiest sales work you have ever done. klzradio.com/final-clean.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
No such thing as a Hollywood ending.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, and we are doing, you know, to honor the eclipse, we're doing end of the world movies.
We are.
I think that makes perfect sense, don't you?
It does. It does. You are ending Charlie's World.
I am ending Charlie.
Dumping all of this on him.
Yes, I am. Okay, up next Charlie is Mike and Aurora. Mike, do you have any end of the world or dystopian movies?
Yeah, that second Invasion of the Body Snatchers was the better one with Nimoy.
It was.
Sutherland and Jeff Goldblum.
It really was, wasn't it? I mean, it just had it had better acting. It was scarier. It was creepier.
Yeah, and see it just for the dog.
Yeah.
And that'll get your curiosity, so go check it out. Now, War of the Worlds, both of them, but really, the second one, I thought Tom Cruise was going to ruin it. It turned out that little screaming brat, Dakota Fanning, ruined it.
Oh! Now, well, now, Mike, I have a feeling that if that were happening and we were, you know, being invaded like that, you would scream like a little girl. I know I would.
I wouldn't get paid like her, though.
This is true.
Of course, germs are always trying to kill us. So I recommend The Andromeda Strain. Excellent movie. A little slow at times, but
by the way, getting back to War of the Worlds, do you think that the aliens would have survived if they had worn masks?
No. Well,
just kidding.
Only their own masks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, keep going. The Andromeda Strain. Yes, I actually kind of remember that.
Yeah, it's pretty suspenseful. In a similar vein, Dustin Hoffman's Outbreak.
Oh, you're right, because, you know, that's a good one. I wasn't thinking of that as end of the world, but you're right. If that had broken out, it could have been.
Yeah, and then, going way back, I've only seen it on the Late Late Show, On the Beach with Fred Astaire.
That one I don't know.
Oh, it's about a nuclear war and how this radioactive cloud is circling the world. And every last place it's going to go over is Australia. And everybody who's still living manages to go to Australia. And, I won't say what happens after that. Oh,
how do you work nuclear war into dancing?
You just do, because like the Titanic, you know.
Fred Astaire, I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay.
And I also had Gregory Peck, who, of course, starred in The Omen, and that wasn't the end of the world. I don't know what was. Earthquake, well, at least the end for Los Angeles. And When Worlds Collide, which is free on YouTube, all these science fiction movies from the 1950s.
Yeah, but Mike, you know, today, if an earthquake hit L.A., would anyone notice? I mean, look at L.A. No. It's a disaster.
No. It might clean the streets, but
that's very good. A little plate tectonics just to clear the streets. Yeah. That's good. I like it, Mike. Thanks,
okay,
Mike.
Thank you.
Okay. You take care. That was pretty good. I like that. What good. Okay. Let's see. Up next is a scene from Alita Battle Angel. Did you like that?
I did.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was very good. Did you ever see it?
No.
Huh? It's worth, I'm not kidding. It's actually very touching. It's worth seeing. Here we go. She's in a bar.
I heard you were the heroes of Iron City. I am not impressed.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm gonna need you to stand way back. I will take on anyone in this room. And if I win, you fight alongside me.
This bitch broke my nose.
Yes, I did. Heroes? All I see are junkyard punks, assorted cyber trash, and a bunch of drunken motorball burnouts too slow to play the game.
And from there, she goes on to beat up pretty much everybody in human existence. It was really something, and I thought the fight scenes were just a blast because she's basically a cyborg.
Right.
And, you know, with what did she have, like a human brain or whatever?
I don't remember. I think so.
But it was very touching, and she had these huge, you know, eyes, and it was just very cool. Alita Battle Angel, for those who have not seen it, it's worth a see.
It is. It's all, I mean, you get so much more options for fight scenes, these crazy dynamic camera angles because you're working with so much CG.
Right.
It's like, you know, these are things you cannot achieve traditionally. It really pays off.
It was a lot of fun. Luke, you're up.
It is. Do you want to see a worse Hunger Games?
Yes, I do.
If you do want to see a worse Hunger Games, go watch Divergent.
Yep.
It's awful. I don't recommend. I mean, it borders on that. Like, maybe it's so bad it's good. Like, it's fun to laugh at.
It was boring. Come on, no, it was, wasn't
it's,
it?
It's not a good movie.
It's not very good. No,
but
it had moments, though.
It had potential.
This is before she was dating Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay? This is before that time.
Right. So, maybe don't watch Divergent, but...
No, I wouldn't recommend it. Go watch Alita Battle Angel
there you
instead.
Go. That one's better.
There you go.
Who was dating Aaron Rodgers?
What's her name from... Shailene Woodley.
I think you meant Shailene Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick. Boy, you know, she was in... She's been in a lot of end of the world movies. Okay, there you go. You're up, Tanner. That's fine.
This one might get some unnecessary feedback, but I would consider it dystopia. The Cat in the Hat.
What? Are you talking with Mike Myers, that one?
You know, that is kind of a dystopia.
It is.
My personal dystopia.
I remember seeing that when I was 5 and scared out of my mind.
Were you really?
Oh, gosh. A giant cat? That's so scary. He's got a hat. He can talk. Like,
there's a lot about that.
That's very scary. Okay, let's just do a piece from the trailer for Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. Did any of you see that?
No. Can't say that I have.
It's disgusting, and it is very funny. I'll just say this. My wife was rolling, but here we go. Just a little piece.
All right, Scouts. Let's kick some zombie ass.
It's a zombie apocalypse. Come on, we're scouts. We're trained for this.
What is that?
It's a bomb.
What are you, the Taliban?
Carter, stop agitating them.
What, I need a new profile pic.
He's agitating the zombies so he can get a profile pic.
Nice.
Yeah, it's Boy Scouts fighting the zombies. I know it sounds terrible. It actually got good reviews, and it was very funny. Okay, Luke, you're up.
Let's go with one of my favorites in the genre, The Book of Eli.
Good one.
Yes, Denzel.
I really like The Book of Eli.
Well, if you got Denzel.
It's true. He doesn't miss.
I'm pretty much won over right there. Tanner, you're up.
I'm just going to go with kids' movies now.
Okay, so now we're going to see all the ones Tanner saw when he was 4 and 5 that scared him.
These other ones, actually, I've barely seen any of the ones I wrote down. So I'm going to go with Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who.
Now, wait a minute. Can't you guys go with Titan A.E. or something like that? That's a kids' movie that's dystopian.
These have just been coming to my mind recently, so I keep writing them down.
Okay, I'm going to wake up having nightmares. I really am. Let's take one more break, and we'll come back and go, because we do. And then we're going to go rapid fire, because we've got a ton of end-of-the-world movies. We've got to celebrate the eclipse. Up next is Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. You've worked hard for your house, so if you're 62 or older, make that house work for you with a reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons at 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Rain Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC helps save you money and stay ahead of costly Colorado regulations. For example, their dual-fuel solutions use a heat pump for your primary heating and air conditioning with a natural gas backup. Cub Creek can outfit your house with a heat pump that heats and cools your home, coupled with your existing furnace, which will kick in only when the temperature drops too low for the heat pump. This solution solves the main problem with the heat pump, which is poor performance in very cold weather. And it allows you to continue to use the furnace you've already paid for when the temperature drops, saving you money. Cub Creek will talk you through your goals and help you balance cost with comfort. It's your home, and Cub Creek wants to be your guide through Colorado's confusing rules and incentives. Give Cub Creek a call today and start the conversation. There's no obligation. Go to klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows how much you despise cleaning your bathroom, but having that toilet brush in your hand actually might be more fun than opening up your electrical bill every month. You keep seeing constant rate increases, and those costs keep going up and up. We can't rescue you from cleaning the bathroom, but we can tell you that Alan Davis with Level Engineering will help you assess whether solar is right for you and your family. With electricity rates going up several times a year, and most households already paying up to 85% more in the last 3 years, just think about the money you'll be spending on electricity over the life of your home. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of getting solar now. With Alan Davis and Level Engineering, what you save over the years and the tax credit could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and a meaningful tax credit today. We can't save you from housework, but we can help you save money. Call Alan Davis today, 303-378-7537, or email him at adavis@levelengineering.com.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Broker specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
Live and local, back to Rush to Reason.
Hey, it's a brand new day, and I'm miles away. I'm miles away. Hey, yeah.
I am miles away. You know, I can't sing.
No, you can't.
It's a good thing, though, because I don't try. Hey, welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560. Oh, I'll tell you what, though. The music in Anna and the Apocalypse was great. It was actually a pretty funny movie, though, about zombies.
Every time I hear the songs, I tap my foot a little.
Yeah, they're very toe-tapping fun, and I want that when I'm watching zombies. Okay, guys, are you ready for some lightning fast round?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. The next one is going to be Battleship.
Battleship.
Yeah, we're getting invaded from outer space.
Aliens. Yeah. Can't believe aliens. They made that movie.
It was totally, totally silly.
Michael Bay.
You're up next.
Ghost in the Shell, the original 1996 version.
That was going to be my next one. Okay, go ahead.
Stole it.
Tanner, you're up.
Sorry. Despicable Me.
Despicable Me. Okay.
Gosh, can you elaborate?
These, these are so funny. Okay, I'm going to go with Escape from New York.
Okay.
Kurt Russell and Escape from L.A. wasn't too bad either. Go ahead, Luke, you're
Maze
up.
Maze Runner. They're running in mazes.
Maze Runner is actually pretty good. I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was fun.
Okay, Tanner, you're up.
Megamind.
Megamind. None of these have anything to do with the topic. This is so funny. Okay, I'm going to go with Men in Black, remember?
Yep.
Yeah, the mothership was coming to take us out. Okay, Luke, you're up.
The Obama movie, the Leave the World Behind.
Great one.
It's really good. I really like it.
Okay.
The executive produced it. It's not really their movie.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, Tanner, you're up.
The Lorax.
You know, that's the closest I think you've gotten yet.
That is the closest. How about this one? World War Z. Little Brad Pitt.
Oh,
little Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Okay, Luke, you're up.
28 Days Later.
Oh, yes. Now, that was great. Okay, you are up, Tanner.
Meet the Robinsons.
No, further away, colder.
Okay, I'm going to go with another one, a little Jack Nicholson. Mars Attacks.
Okay.
Okay, Luke, you're up.
M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening.
Mm. Oh, okay. Good.
It's a strange one.
The Luke, Lego Movie.
Tanner, not, okay, why not? That's good enough.
Qualifies,
on. Here's
barely.
A great one. Here's a great one. A Quiet Place.
Oh, ooh, good one.
And by the place. Way, the prequel's coming out.
Right.
Yeah, this year. Go, Luke.
The Road.
Ooh, that's actually a very good one. Go, Tanner.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
I'm losing it here. Okay, Reign of Fire with Matthew McConaughey. It's quite good.
Very
okay,
well.
You're up.
Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer. Yeah, actually, yeah, that one was sent in by, okay, never mind. Okay, go, Tanner.
Avatar.
Okay, well, yeah. A planet is endangered. How about Edge of Tomorrow?
With Edge of Tomorrow?
Tom Cruise.
That's a good
go,
one.
Luke. Go.
Terminator.
Mm. Yes, Terminator. Go, Tanner.
Monsters, Inc.
I'm going to go, actually, T2, Judgment Day.
Okay.
All right, all right. Luke, you're up.
1984. If I had a dollar for every time they made that movie, I'd have enough money to make that movie.
Well done, Tanner. Go.
Battle of Los Angeles.
Oh, very well done. How about Pacific Rim? Mm.
Pacific Rim's good.
Luke, you're up. Go.
Fahrenheit 451.
Nicely done. Tanner, you're up.
The Purge series.
Very nicely done. How about this? The Avengers.
That, you know,
the planet is being attacked. Luke,
it
go.
It is. Cloverfield.
Oh, that's actually very cool.
I really
Tanner,
like
Cloverfield. Go.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
And we can't end on that because
no,
it would be immoral. I am going to end with Oblivion.
Okay.
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 Once again, you know, Tanner, these are movies that are threatening to end the world.
Mm. I like dystopian more.
Okay.
Sonic. Lego movie's pretty dystopian, if you think about it.
Well, Sonic the Hedgehog, that's kind of dystopian.
I'm just thinking of made-up stuff.
Okay, are we at the end here? Yes, we are. Okay, that's it for today. Hour one replays next. Hour two is at 6. Folks, thanks for joining us. Until next time, drive safe, God bless, and thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.